Many American kids are preparing to go to a new school this fall. At the same time, some children are making an even bigger transition. They have come to America as refugees. They're trying to adjust to a new language and a new life. Some refugee children from around the world are attending a summer school in New York, where Jean Barron found them.
At the Summer Academy of the International Rescue Committee in New York City, 4 to 8-year-olds are learning a few instructive songs. They are from Tibet, Bhutan, Iraq, Ivory Coast, to name a few. These children have just begun the resettlement process in the U.S. as political asylees or refugees. The Summer Academy is organized just for them, children grappling with English in the New York City subway system, missing the life they left behind, and trying to make sense of it all.
Choose only one topic for your group.
In this drama class for teenagers, teacher Hector Estrada hands out photographs of civil rights-era protests, cross burnings, and the arrest of Rosa Parks. They're applying these lessons to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, potent information for these students who were all driven from their countries by war or discrimination.
What human rights may have been violated?
Right to consider innocent until proven guilty?
Right to remain innocent until proven guilty. Awesome.
I think freedom of torture and degrading treatment.
Ooh, freedom from torture and degrading treatment. Beautiful. Yeah.
Students reenact scenes of this period together because learning to collaborate is an important part of the class. Assimilation is not part of the mission. Administrators say these students bring a wealth of experience with them, and the program focuses on strengthening what they already know. But they also learn skills they need to succeed in an American classroom. Speaking up, teamwork, voicing opinions, and tolerating disagreement, these were all new to Tibetan Rigzin Wangyal.
And from the games, we know how important teamwork and to learn. They can solve something together better, and sometimes I think it's a good way to learn.
Wangyal is one of a few old-timers in the program. He's been in the U.S. a whole year and a half and helps out as a leader in training with the youngest students. This first year in the U.S., a lot of good things have happened, says Wangyal. His math skills took off, and he's discovered a talent for drawing. But embracing his new life has not been easy.
To learn the way of New York, so this is the hardest thing. Sometimes, hearing the bad news is and murder, lots of murder sometimes. So get scared, in the train, some people thought they do racist. So they call us Chinese and stuff, but it's okay.
Wangyal's twin sister, Tashi Palmo, says she's still adjusting. She's also at the IRC's Summer Academy as a leader in training, helping others to navigate the changes she's just been through.
They can't do the exact thing that they used to do, so here they have to feel comfortable to ask any question they have and to feel free to express what they feel like.
There are other rewards, too, she says. She watches fellow refugees gain confidence quickly. It's just so great, she says. It happens so fast. For NPR News, I'm Jean Barron.